This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials with Ukraine's Nuclear Energy Agency, EnergoAtom, reported Tuesday Russia has been building up troops around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Speaking with VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova from Kyiv said the agency described it as a militarization of the plant.
According to their report, there are in total more than 40 units of military equipment, which is now located on the territory of the station. Also, there are 16 military vehicles near the first power unit and seven near the second one. Russian forces also brought 12 pieces of equipment under the overpass. It was also mentioned in their report that Russian forces have added a considerable number of soldiers on the territory of the plant, and some of them are wearing masks.
The development comes just 2 days after U.S. President Joe Biden and Western leaders Sunday issued a statement stressing the need for the UN, United Nations nuclear watchdog to visit the Zaporizhia plant in southeastern Ukraine, where shelling has sparked fears of a disaster. The statement was issued Sunday after Biden held a conference call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in which the leaders affirmed their continued support for Ukraine's efforts to defend itself against Russian aggression. The leaders also reiterated the need to avoid military operations near the plant and the importance of a visit by the International Atomic Energy Agency as soon as feasibly possible to ascertain the state of the safety systems of the plant. This is VOA News. The Australian government is launching an inquiry aimed at limiting a prime minister from amassing new powers. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The investigation was announced by Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Albanese's predecessor, Scott Morrison, secretly appointed himself to five ministerial roles between March 2020 and May 2021. The self-appointment usually happened without the knowledge of the original minister. In a news conference, Albanese said, as well as looking into how it happened, the inquiry will go further.
It needs to look at future reform, how we can ensure that this doesn't happen in the future.
The current Prime Minister also said Morrison's actions should not be treated lightly.
That Mr. Morrison's behaviour was extraordinary, undermined our parliamentary democracy, and he does need to be held to account for it.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a federal court to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing documents recovered from Trump's Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, until a special master can be appointed to separate out any materials that might be covered by executive privilege. Federal investigators are probing whether Trump illegally kept records after the end of his presidential term. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified materials from Trump's estate earlier this month, including some designated with the nation's highest level of classification that can be viewed only in special government facilities. The National Archives also removed sets of boxes from the estate earlier this year that should have been turned over to the agency when Trump left office. Trump has criticized the proceedings and in his legal filing called the August 8th FBI search a shockingly aggressive move. The Justice Department responded, saying a federal judge authorized the search after the FBI showed probable cause that a crime had been committed. Drought has reduced China's largest freshwater lake to just 25% of its usual size, forcing work crews to dig trenches to keep water flowing to irrigate crops. The dramatic decline of water coverage in Poyang Lake in the landlocked southeastern province of Jiangxi had otherwise cut off irrigation channels to neighboring farmlands in one of China's key rice-growing regions. China's official news agency Xinhua reported that the crews used excavators to dig the trenches only at night after dark due to the daytime heat. High temperatures have sparked mountain fires that have forced the evacuation of 1,500 people across southwest China, and the factories have cut production as hydroelectric plants reduce their output among drought conditions. Repeating the hour's top news story, officials with Ukraine's Nuclear Power Energy Agency reported Tuesday Russia has been building up troops around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Reporting via remote, I'm